Clearly, the next few days will continue to be very difficult for the seriously injured victims of the Marathon explosions. Tracy Deckert, a trauma surgeon at Boston Medical Center, says some patients in critical condition, including those with amputations, aren't yet fully conscious after their first surgeries.
We don't tell them at that time what we've done with, for example, their legs. We usually wait till they're off the breathing machine. And then also a lot of trauma patients don't remember the events. So many of these patients might not, as of right now, remember anything that happened.
As Boston hospitals continue to treat the patients, rehab facilities in the area are preparing to take in patients who will be facing long-term care and recovery. To talk about what lies ahead, this morning we turn to Dr. Ross Safont, Chief Medical Officer at Spalding Rehab Network, which has 6 inpatient facilities and 23 outpatient centers around the region. Good morning, Doctor, and thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Doctor, what kind of injuries and conditions are you being told to expect? And when do you foresee many of these patients, some seriously injured, coming in for rehab?
I think we're going to see a vast array of individuals with all sorts of polytrauma, very much typical of lower blast-like injury. So we're going to see people with amputations, people who have retained limbs but who have serious compromise in their function, at least temporarily, individuals with burn, and I suspect some individuals with brain injury.
Let me ask you specifically this question. How do you deal with, how do you rehab someone who comes in with maybe loss of bone, loss of muscle tissue, and loss of nerves, injuries that we know have been experienced by many of these victims?
I'll answer that in 2 separate points, Bob. Number one, for those individuals who have already had an amputation, we can make them fairly functional very quickly. We have a dynamic program associated with trying to get those people up and about, fitting them very early on with a prosthetic limb, a false limb, and being able to adjust for their lifestyle and developing their needs based on ambulatory profiles. In other words, an individual who was walking far and running, we might give them a flexi foot, a foot that would allow them to be in a more dynamic situation. And an individual who was older, not doing quite as much, would give them somewhat more of a safe scenario. For those individuals with nerve or lower extremity or other problems, we'll retrain them in walking. Well, they may need dynamic bracing or another form of assist device to help them get through the process and start to walk again.
And to ease those devices also assist in helping control the pain, because in some cases they relieve some of the pressure.
That's correct. And pain control is an important issue as you start to get people up and dynamically about. We obviously want them with pain relief and developing some elements of a sense of independence very early on. So that titration of pain relief from medication, pain relief from dynamic activity is an important one.
But while some of these patients can expect to be up and mobile again quite soon, even those who may have amputated limbs, it's a long haul.
Indeed. You know, we're talking about many months for individuals to get back to a very functional status. We're talking about wanting to have our colleagues who've developed a tremendous expertise in burns, in amputations, deal with these individuals, because what they're used to doing is rapidly restoring function as a team to that person. You're talking about many months for many of these people.
In addition to the physical trauma, it would certainly be understandable that the survivors have suffered emotional and psychological trauma. How do you deal with that? How do you deal with their mental health when you're trying to rehab their bodies at the same time?
I think it's critical. I think this is one of the sequelae we will see longer term out of this cowardly event. We will see people who have longer term psychological sequelae. We have a behavioral mental health team that really begins to intervene early on with people, helping them through the recovery process and also intervening as they may have issues of post-traumatic stress or depression associated with this type of traumatic injury.
Dr. Ross Safont is chief medical officer at Spalding Rehabilitation and is also chair of physical medicine and rehab at Harvard Medical School. Doctor, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition, and good luck.
Thank you so much.